Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Trump administration can no longer use a public health emergency to justify deporting migrant children who cross the border, the U.S. border alone. That's the ruling of a federal judge in Washington, D.C., who struck down a policy from the CDC that the White House had argued would prevent migrants from spreading the coronavirus in immigration detention. But the judge wrote in his ruling that the government overstepped its authority in trying to undo immigration laws passed by Congress. Lee Gelernt is an attorney with the ACLU, one of the organizations who sued the administration. And Lee, what's your reaction to this ruling?
We're ecstatic, you know, for these children who are fleeing danger, coming here all by themselves, and had been routinely expelled by the Trump administration. This was a cruel policy, not unlike other Trump administration policies directed at migrant children. It was also unnecessary. We've always viewed it as a pretext. The medical professionals had all said, you can bring these children in, test them as needed, quarantine them as needed, but you don't expel them. And I think recent reporting has shown that CDC did not want this policy in place, that they were overridden by the White House. So we are thrilled. We hope that the administration will not appeal it, but we're not holding our breath given how the Trump administration has been acting in the immigration area for the past 4 years.
Well, I want to ask you more about that. I mean, unaccompanied children would normally be placed in shelters. How many children have been expelled since the rules went into effect back in March at the start of this pandemic? And what happened to them in Mexico?
So the amazing thing is that the administration is not actually even providing numbers of children who have been expelled under this policy. We know from reporting and leaked sources that it's over 13,000, and that was as of a month ago. So we expect that the number, when we finally get a new number, will be over 14,000, possibly 15,000, who knows, but thousands and thousands of children. And they're expelled to Mexico if they're Mexican, and if they're not Mexican, they are put on a plane to whatever country they came from, usually Central America. They were being hidden in hotels on the border, sometimes detention centers. The policy was largely in secret, and then they were just put on a plane without an asylum hearing, and children as young as 10 years old.
Thousands of children, some as young as 10 years old. But these expulsions weren't limited to just children. Are expulsions of other immigrants continuing, and is that legal?
So that's absolutely right. We believe that over 200,000 adults and families have also been expelled pursuant to this policy. This particular case involved only unaccompanied minors. We hope the Trump administration will get rid of the policy, but obviously we are evaluating next steps in the litigation because we're acutely aware that many adults and families are being harmed by the policy as well.
And, you know, we've been talking for several months about family separation. Is that still happening at the border under the Trump administration?
So the family separation tragedy is still ongoing, but there are very few continuing separations. But the reason for that is because of this Title 42 policy. No one's even being allowed in the country, so therefore they're not being separated. The real issue now with family separation is that we still haven't found hundreds and hundreds of families who were separated at the beginning of the Trump administration. We are searching for them. And we would like to see the Biden administration do four things in particular with family separation. When they come in, we would like to see them allow parents who have been separated for years and are in Central America to rejoin their children in the United States. We'd like to see all the families separated by the Trump administration given some form of legal status, given what they've been through. What I think many people don't know is that the Trump administration right now is trying to deport all of these families who were previously separated. The third point is we'd like to see some kind of fund created to help the families with medical needs, but beyond medical needs. And finally, going forward, we want to make sure that separations do not occur unless a child welfare expert signs off on it. There's judicial oversight. But the immediate thing is to provide relief for the families who have previously been separated.
Lee, immigration is very much a partisan issue. I mean, these four asks of the Biden administration sound really ambitious. Have you gotten any indication from the incoming Biden administration that they would take on any of these four asks from you?
So all we know at this point is that Vice President Biden has said this is an issue he is very concerned about and is going to create a task force. We haven't got to specifics. I think there's just some things we don't do in the United States, and one is making children pawns to score political points.
Legal Alert is a civil rights lawyer with the ACLU. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.